Good evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for a Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball. Last night it was non-conference play. Tonight it is conference action as the Dort College defenders with an 11-2 GPAC mark take on a Dakota Wesleyan team that is 2-11 in the conference. Dort College 24-5 overall after a win over Bellevue last night. Dakota Wesleyan comes in with a 15-16 mark. Dakota Wesleyan is 1-6 in their most recent seven matches. Rebecca Frick leads the Tigers with a 3.97 kills per set average. Chelsea Ag is good for 2.15 kills per outing. Bridget Kenobi puts up 8.9 assists per set and has a team-high 24 assists. That should be 24 ace serves. Sarah Harmon is the leading digger with a 5.14 average. Dakota Wesleyan averages 1.89 blocks per set, and they get 1% on ace serves while allowing 1.52. Wesleyan averages 11.08 kills per set as a team with a 196 kill efficiency. This Dort College team is 24-5 overall. They started the year 1-2. They've gone 22-3 since, with losses to Northwestern, Viterbo, and Hastings in that string. All three of those teams are ranked in the top five of the nation. Dort College is averaging 13.48 kills per set with a 249 kill efficiency. Dort gets 1.43 points per set on ace serves and 2.15 blocks per outing. Emma Altina leads the team with a 4.36 kills per set average. Leah Camp puts in 2.8. Camp has a 318 kill efficiency to top the Dort College attackers. Julia Lindberg is averaging 2.21 kills per set. Allie Cromendike is averaging 1.91 kills per outing. Cromendike, Camp, and Haley Moss each average around a block per set. Moss has been playing about a month now since returning from a shoulder surgery this offseason. Jamie Gasing puts up 10.54 assists per set while running the Dort College offense. She has a 1.15 kills per set average to go with 2.18 digs per outing. Summer Jansen has a 5.07 digs per set average, and Alton is at 2.24. Aubrey Drake gets to 2.18 kills digs per outing. Alton is the team leader with 35 ace serves. Gasing has 28. Jansen and Drake both have 22. Dakota Wesleyan lost a 25-19, 25-20, 25-22 decision to Doan on Saturday. Frick had a team-high 12 kills. Dort College was a 25-20, 25-23, 25-16 winner over nationally rated Bellevue last night, behind 13 kills by Alton and 9 by Cromendike. Gasing's 39 assists spearheaded a team kill efficiency of 305. Dort College beat Dakota Wesleyan on October 3, 25-18, 25-15, 25-21 in the Corn Palace. Dort College had a kill efficiency of 190 and recorded 9 service aces. It was not one of the sharper outings by the defenders, but they won it in 3. Alton had 13 kills. Sydney Fritz had 9 kills. Kenobi was limited to 17 assists for Dakota Wesleyan. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Here are the regulars you'll be hearing about for Dakota Wesleyan. Sarah Herman's a 5'3 freshman from Reliance, South Dakota, 13 aces, 5.1 digs. Bridget Kenobi is a 5'10 freshman from Norfolk, Nebraska. She is averaging 8.9 assists per set. Sydney Fritz wears number 3. She's a 5'9 sophomore from Winter, South Dakota, 1.5 kills per outing. Madeline Christensen wears number 4. She's a 5'5 freshman from Omaha, Nebraska. She has 28 serves this season. Rebecca Frick is a 5'11 sophomore from Yankton, South Dakota, averaging 3.97 kills per outing. Chelsea Hagwar's number 8. She's a 5'9 freshman from Freeman, South Dakota. She is averaging 2.15 kills. Darby Duncan wears number 13. She is a 5'4 freshman from Millette, South Dakota, averaging 2.8 digs per contest. Number 16 is Kimberly Van Bakkern. She's a 5'10 sophomore from Arlington, South Dakota, averaging 1.5 kills per outing. And Mallory Cooper wears number 17. She's a 5'6 sophomore from Archer, Nebraska. She is averaging 2.9 digs per contest and has 13 ace serves this season. We'll tell you about the Dort College regulars in just a little bit. But first, we are going to turn it over to our public address announcer, Mark Christians, introducing our prayer, followed by our national anthem. Our prayer this evening will be offered by Carla Hansen. As we get into volleyball this evening, we pause now for that prayer, followed by our national anthem.
Dear God, thank you for this night to play volleyball, to watch volleyball, to coach volleyball, to play volleyball. We thank you for these amazing, talented athletes on each team, and all of those who are supporting them tonight, our manager,
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Regulars that you'll be hearing about for the Dort College Defenders tonight. Hannah Connolly has worked her way back into the rotation. She has five ace serves this season. She's a 5-4 freshman from McCook Lake, South Dakota, averaging one dig per contest. Aubrey Drake's a 5-4 junior from Rock Island, Illinois. Drake is averaging 2.18 digs. She has 22 ace serves this season. Julia Lindberg wears number 11. She's a 6-1 junior from Margate, Florida. She's an outside hitter, averaging 2.21 kills per contest. Emma Altina is a 6-foot junior from Sioux Center, Iowa. She's the leading attacker with a 4.36 kills per set average to go with 2.2 digs and 35 ace serves. Number 13 is Jamie Gason, a 5'10 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa. She's a setter. She's averaging 10.5 assists, 2.2 digs, and 1.15 kills per outing. Allie Cromendike's a middle blocker. She's a sophomore from Belle Plaine, Minnesota. She's 6'2", and she is averaging 1.05 blocks per set with 1.91 kills per outing. Erica Bausma wears number 15. She's a 5'5 freshman from Sheldon, Iowa, averaging 1.77 digs. She also has 18 ace serves this year. Leah Camp wears number 16. She is a junior from Tinley Park, Illinois. She's listed 5'11". She is averaging 2.8 kills with one block per contest. Summer Jansen wears number 19. She's a 5'10 senior from Sheldon, Iowa, averaging 5.1 digs per set. She has 22 ace serves. And Haley Moss rounds out the regulars for the Dort College Defenders. She's a 6'6 senior from Boyden, Iowa. She is averaging 1.17 kills per set with nearly a block per contest since being inserted back into the lineup. And as the season progresses, we are seeing more and more signs that she is returning to full strength, as she has taken now a couple of swings actually at the net. Early on, she was limited to tips and blocking, but she has come through with some swings here in the last couple of matches as well, and that is a good sign. I think she is limited on her swing total, much like a pitcher would be limited on their pitch count, but she does get a couple of swings per set, and she tries to make the most of those. Last night, she was very effective, ended up, I believe, with six kills in that match, and Dort College not setting her a ton, and I don't want to go off on a tangent too far, but she is averaging a little over a kill per set, and I would imagine that will continue to climb as Dort College continues to try to diversify their offense. Aubrey Drake with serve, controlled by Dakota Wesley, and right there to push it back is Emma Altina, as the pass was too close to the net, and Altina puts it away for an easy kill, and the Dort College Defenders have a 1-0 lead. 1-0 our score. Aubrey Drake with service, the junior from Rock Island, Illinois, nibbling on the edge, and she misses it wide and out of bounds. Point, Dakota Wesleyan on the service error by the defenders, and the Dort College Defenders, we have seen them, more often than not, their servers are trying to get to the edges rather than going with the deep serve. A block put up by Jamie Gasink. We'll see if she gets credit for a kill or if that is a block. She will get a kill. Jamie Gasing records the kill, and the Dort College Defenders have a 2-1 lead. Hannah Connolly with service. Freshman from McCook Lake, South Dakota. Dakota Wesleyan threatening over the top of the block, unable to put it away. Gasing sets outside Altina. Altina up high hands kill. Emma Altina attacking from the outside, and she has diversified her game as this season has gone along. Early in the year, she was just trying to hammer it through blocks and overpower teams. Here, as of late, she has gotten more effective with off-speeds. Ball drops in the middle of the floor. Point, Dakota Wesleyan, and the Tigers take cut the lead down to 3-2. 3-2 our score. Serving for Wesleyan will be Bridget Kenobi. Kenobi, short serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasink outside Altina. Altina over the kill. Emma Altina records another kill, and for Emma, that is already three, and she's off to a fast start this evening. Is the all-conference, the returning all-GPAC first-team player from last year. Gasing's short serve controlled by Dakota Wesleyan, attacking over the top of the block. Taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side over to Moss. Moss unable to put it away on the attack. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan, passed over the net, free ball. Jansen Gasing, Gasing, Cromendike. Cromendike taps it, controlled by Wesleyan and Cooper. And punched over the net by Wesleyan and Rebecca Frick. Frick with her first kill, and the Dort College Defender lead is 4-3. 4-3 our score. Serving for Dakota Wesleyan is Rebecca Frick. Short serve taken by Altna. Gets it over to Gacy and comes back over to Cromendike. Cromendike on one-step approach to the right with a kill. Cromendike with her first kill this evening, and the North College defenders have a 5-3 lead in the match that has featured no real long volleys up to this point. Altna serving. So North College sends Julia Lindberg into the front row. Altna's serve is passed right over the net. Wesleyan scrambling. They get it passed over the net, and it drops in front of Altna and Cromendike. It drops to the floor. North College got what they wanted, and that was Altna's serve passed over the net. Would have been a free ball for the defenders, but North College unable to get an attack out of it, and North College looking a little sluggish at times here this evening. Lindberg passes, high pass over to Gaysink. Outside it comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg blocked at the net. Point, Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan with the block for a point. Brittany Bergquist serving for Dakota Wesleyan. Taken by Lindberg. We have our first tie since it was 1-1. Now tipped by Lindberg over the block. And Lindberg records the kill. Julia Lindberg with the kill, and the North College defender lead is 6-5. North College was up 5-3. Looked like they had the momentum on their side. Dakota Wesleyan cuts it to a tie, brings it back to a tie. Now a lift called on Bridget Kenobi. Kenobi whistled for the ball handling error. She was squared up under it, but gets called for the lift by Ron Romine, the R1. That's the official up in the stand. And Dakota Wesleyan attacking out of the middle. Saved by Camp. Punches it back over. Here comes Wesleyan. Kenobi sets outside down the line. And hitting the line for a kill is Chelsea Heeg. Heeg with the kill. And Wesleyan cuts the lead to 7-6. Darby Duncan with service. Duncan serve taken middle back by Altna. Gets it over to Gazing. Comes over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with a kill. North College leads 8-6 as the two teams trade points back and forth. Leah Camp with her first kill tonight. Serving for the defenders will be Erica Bausma. Bausma trying to extend the North College lead. Bausma serve taken by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Passed over the net, free ball. Bausma, Gaysink. Gaysink dumps it. Pancake saved by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking over the top of the block, and a kill for Chelsea Heeg. Heeg with the kill, and the North College defenders lead it 8-7. 8-7 our score. Wesleyan refusing to fade here in the early going. Wesleyan, short serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink. Slide, Camp. Camp unable to put it down. Here comes Wesleyan, dumped over, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Camp. Camp has to tap it over. Here comes Wesleyan's attack, blocked at the net, and down on Wesleyan's side. Point defenders on the block of Kimberly Van Bakkern. North College leads 9-7. North College averaging right at 2.15 points per set on blocks. They have a couple already here this evening. Wesleyan attacking outside, cross court, and a kill for Rebecca Frick. Frick averaging 3.97 kills per set. She gets her first kill of the evening, and Frick makes it a 9-8 contest again. Wesleyan serving Sarah Herman. Herman serve taken by Jansen. Gaysink, Gaysink, Altna blocked at the net. Here comes North College reloading. Right side Camp. Camp with a kill. That might be open a little bit more as they are really cheating over to Altna's side. A kill for Camp, and Camp checks out of the match. Connolly will serve. So Connolly with service. Wesleyan. Save right side. Saved by Altna on the tap over. Gaysink slide over to Cromendike. Cromendike with a kill. Allie Cromendike with her second kill. And the North College defenders lead 11-8. So back-to-back points for the defenders on kills by Camp and Cromendike. Now serving Connolly. Wesleyan attacks. Outside set to Frick, and Frick going cross court, and North College not seeing where they need to be, as that is the second time in a row that she has gone cross court about 3 feet behind the 10-foot line, and it drops in between the North College defensive players. Kenobi has service, taken by Drake, gets it over to Gaysink. Outside it comes Altna. Altna with another kill. Emma Altna with her fourth kill. And the North College defenders lead 12-9. So the defenders trying to string some points together. Gesink is serving. Gesink floater controlled by Wesleyan. Set right side over the top of the block. That was Frick, unable to put it away. Comes back over to Altina. Altina with a roll shot. Wesleyan attacks. Block. Wesleyan reloads. Push it cross court. Frick unable to put it away. Drake is there. Gets it over to Gesink. Gesink to Kromendijk, but Kromendijk is blocked on the play, and a point off of a block for Wesleyan as they get the block up on Allie Kromendijk. 12-10, Dort College leading by two. Serving for Wesleyan is Rebecca Frick, and Frick serves it into the net. Point defenders, so a service error by Frick. Neither team has used a timeout yet, electing to let it ride. Wesleyan's really the only time they would have called a timeout was very early on when Dort College had a three-point lead. Altina serve. Controlled by Herman. Saved by the defenders on the attack. That was Altina. Passed over the net by Jansen. Saved by Wesleyan. Went after one that was probably destined to be go out of bounds. And hitting it wide was Sidney Fritz on the attack. So Fritz hits it wide and out of bounds. Point defenders. Dort College leads 14-10. So an attack error by Fritz. Serving is Altina. Top spin serve comes over. Dort College attacking. As Wesleyan was unable to get an attack out of it. Moss is down ball, saved by Wesleyan. Now Dort College reloading. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing. Wesleyan attacking, unable to do anything with it. And a kill for Lindbergh. Julia Lindbergh with the kill. And for Julia, I believe that's number two tonight. Julia Lindbergh with her second kill, still serving as Emma Altina. Defenders up 15-10. Altina's top spin serve controlled by Wesleyan. Set goes outside and getting the kill off the block. That was Moss and Kromendijk putting the block up. Getting the kill is Chelsea Heeg. Heeg with her third kill. And Wesleyan continuing to hang around at 15-11. Taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gesink. Shoots it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hand. Saved by Wesleyan. Tigers send it over to Dort College. Jansen takes it up. Gets it over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a kill. Kromendijk records the kill. And for Allie Kromendijk, that's number three tonight. 16-11. Dort College leading by five. Defenders up by five with a chance to build on the lead. Jansen with serve, controlled by Wesleyan. And we've got a lift called on Wesleyan, and she let it sit too long in her hands. They're going to call that lift on Kenobi. 17-11, Dort College. With a 17-11 lead, that's a ball handling error on Kenobi. Taken by Gesink. Jansen keeps it alive. Down ball by Altina from behind the spike line. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking through the block and a kill for Wesleyan and Sidney Fritz. Fritz with the kill makes it 17-12. 17-12 our score. What I mean when I say that she lets it sit in her hands, it's like she's almost catching it and then sending it back up. And she's gotten called for a couple of lifts now tonight. Julia Lindbergh attacking from the left side. She gets the kill. It's 18-12, Dort College in front. So Lindbergh records the kill. Dort College in front, 18-12, seem to have this one in control. Controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Slide to the right. Lindbergh puts the block up. Wesleyan will reload. Set comes outside to Heeg. Unable to put it away. Dort College attacking. Quick attack camp. Didn't have the timing. Sends it over. Wesleyan attacking over the block. And that was Bausma who tried to keep it in play, but sends it out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders at 18. It's 18-13. I'm going to credit Heeg with that kill. Chelsea Heeg unofficially with four by my count. Wesleyan with service. Taken by Altina. Gets it over to Gesink. Slide over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with her third kill. And the Dort College defender lead is 19-13. 19-13 our score. Serving is Drake. So Aubrey Drake serving. Drake. Jump serve controlled by Wesleyan. Set outside. Frick off the block. Saved by Bausma. Gets it over to Gesink. Gesink with a dump. Controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan again. It is Frick. Unable to put it away. Dort College sets outside to Altina. Altina with the kill. Emma Altina with the kill. And the Dort College defenders lead 20-13. And there's a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Dakota Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with more in a moment. broadcast made possible by a grant from Joiners Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile, now open in their new location. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual, the Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. The dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Dakota Wesleyan receiving serve, down by 7. Controlled by Jansen on the attack. Comes back over to Altano. Altano with the swing and the kill. Emma Altano with back-to-back kills for the defenders. And Dort College rolling now, leading 21-13. 21-13, Dort College in front. Serving is Aubrey Drake. Drake, floater, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan tips it over the net, saved by Gazing. Second contact, Camp. Unable to put it away. Here comes Dort College. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill that time. Leah Camp with a kill. Dort College leads 22-13. So Leah Camp, the junior from Tinley Park, Illinois, gets into the act. She's got 4 kills unofficially. And the defender lead is 22-13. Drake serving. Aubrey Drake serve, controlled by Wesleyan. They'll set outside Frick. Frick blocked at the net by Camp and Gazing. She'll reload up and try again. Blocked again, and this time it's for a point. So a block for a point by the defenders. Dort College up 23-13 in this one. So Leah Camp with her 5th kill by my count. Drake has serve, control. I beg your pardon, that was not a kill, that was a block point. Now coming back is Frick. Frick with a kill. She's got 4. And the Dort College defenders lead 23-14. Serving for Wesleyan, Sarah Herman. Herman, the floater, taken by Drake. Bump set by Jansen. Gets it over to Altano. Altano dances on the tape, and it falls back to the Dort College side. It's 23-15. Serving, Sarah Herman. Sarah Herman serving. Taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it outside Altano. Altano with the kill. Emma Altano with another kill, and the Dort College defenders now on set point at 24-15. Wesleyan electing not to use their second timeout of the set. Serving is Sarah Connolly. Connolly with a chance to win it for the defenders. Floater to the back line is too strong, out of bounds. Point Wesleyan. So a service error by Connolly. She checks out of the match. Checking in is Summer Jansen. Serving will be the center, Bridget Kenobi. Kenobi, floater, taken by Drake, gets it over to Giesink, comes back over to Kromendyk. Kromendyk with a kill. Dort College wins set 1-25-15. Dort College takes a 1-0 lead in this best-of-5 match. We'll be back with set number 2 from the DeWitt right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1901 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Service error by the Tigers as we resume play. Dort College leads 1-0. Dakota Wesleyan in the first set, a 250 kill efficiency. Dort College, a 429 kill efficiency. Wesleyan attacking. Roll shot by Frick. Dug by Bausma on the cover. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide over to Kromendyk. Kromendyk with the swing. Dug up and over. Bausma back over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it outside to Altano. Altano off the hands. Controlled by Wesleyan. Frick from well behind the spike line. Saved by Connolly. Gets it over to Gasing. Over to Altano. Altano with the swing. Dug by Wesleyan. Joust at the net and picked up by the defenders. And Dort College unable to send it over. That fourth contact, Altana had to go up on the fourth contact, and we're tied at 1-1. 1-1 our score, serving for Wesleyan. is Sarah Herman. Short serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, come to Altina. Altina over the kill. Emma Altina records the kill, and for Emma, that is her sixth officially. Beg your pardon, her seventh now. She had six in set one, along with Chromadike and Camp at four each. Wesleyan attacking, slide right side, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, tries to tap it to the corner, saved by Wesleyan. Frick with a roll shot. Passed up and over. Dorkella to another chance. Lunging save by Altna. Passed over the net by Drake. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan will set it outside to Frick. Frick through the block and a point. So Frick gets the kill. Rebecca Frick with her fifth kill. She leads Wesleyan. She averages between three and four kills per set. Serve taken by Altna. Gets it over to Gasing. Quick attack. Chromadike. Chromadike with a kill. Chromadike records the kill, and for Allie Chromadike, that is her fifth. And the North College defenders lead at 3-2. They won set 125-16. Altina served the back line as an ace serve. Altina with the ace. Emma with her first ace this evening. That's the first ace by either team as well. And Emma Altina serving again. Altina, jump serve, drops. Herman able to get to it on her knees. Frick with the attack. Now a joust at the net. And we have a back row attack called on the defenders. Gasing went up after that one. Left her feet, made contact with it. So a blocking error on the defenders. Point, Dakota Wesleyan. Serving is Frick. Taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gasing. Touches it to Chromadike. Chromadike with a swing. Now a joust at the net. Pushed over by Moss. Controlled by Wesleyan. Slide right side. Dug by Jansen on the attack by Fritz. Here comes Dort College. And the Dort College defenders try to set it to Altina. Altina comes up on Chromadike. Chromadike got caught in the transition that time. And it's 4-4. Frick serve taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Moss. Moss with the tip and the kill to the back corner. Haley Moss with the tip and the kill. Moments after Dakota Wesleyan had tied it on an attack error by the defenders. Moss gives North College the lead at 5-4. Short serve by Jansen. Here comes Wesleyan. Set comes outside through the block and a kill for Wesleyan's Chelsea Heeg as she splits the block between Moss and Chromadike. I beg your pardon, Moss and Camp that time. So Heeg with the kill. Dakota Wesleyan hanging around in this one. Serving is Bergquist. Dort College attacking. Outside it comes. And a kill for Lindbergh. Julia Lindbergh with her fourth kill. And the defenders reestablish a one-point lead at 6-5. 6-5 our score. Serving is Bausma. Bausma controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the top of the box. Saved by Altna. Gets it over to Gasing. Sets outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the kill. Julia Lindbergh with the kill. She's got five. And the North College lead is 7-5. Two-point advantage for the defenders in set one after winning set, I beg your pardon, in set two after winning set one, 25-16. Power tip saved by Bausma. Gasing with a dump. Wesleyan passes it over the net. North College, again, this is Gasing, and Gasing that time finally gets the kill down. She's got two. And the North College defenders lead at 8-5. 8-5 our score. Pause in the action as a Wesleyan player takes care of a loose shoestring. Controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers set outside. Over the block. Saved by Altina. Overhand. Covered by Jansen as it was blocked after the attack by Lindbergh. Passed over the net. Saved by the defenders. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with the kill. Leah Camp with a kill, and for Leah, that's her sixth. And the North College lead is 9-5. 9-5 our score. Short serve taken by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, pushed over the net, saved by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes outside, Lindbergh. Lindbergh banks it off the block for the kill. And the North College defenders lead 10-5. Julia Lindbergh with her sixth kill. Timeout on the floor, charge to Wesleyan. Back with more in a moment. North College in front 10-5. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick to see over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. York College with a 1-0 match lead, leading 10-5 in set number two. Camp sets it outside to Gasing. Gasing attacking for the right side, hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Wesleyan as Stuart College reverses roles there. Camp set it high, threw it up high over to Gasing, but Gasing unable to put it away. So Gasing with the attack error. Here comes Stuart College back over to Camp. Camp unable to put it down. Dumped over the net, covered by Bausma. Gasing sets outside to Lindberg. Lindberg with a kill. Julia Lindberg with the kill, and for Julia, that's her seventh kill. And the defender lead is 11-6. 11-6, our score. Aubrey Drake has service. Drake, the floater to the back line, taken by Herman. And we've got a lift called on Wesleyan and Bridget Kenobi, point defenders. Another ball-handling error on the setter, Kenobi, and just letting it sit just a little too long in the hands. 12-6, our score. Aubrey Drake with service. And Aubrey Drake sends it over the floater, controlled by Wesleyan. Pushed over the net and to the sideline, and a kill for Kenobi. Kenobi with the kill. 12-7, our score. I will say this, listening to Coach Lindsey Wilbur's comments, her frustration not as much with it getting called as it is with the what she felt inconsistent call, and I would agree there were some earlier that I thought were very similar, and they called the lift and then they didn't call the lift. Serving is Connolly, Dort College leading 13-7. Floater to the back line, nearly an overpass, and Kromendijk able to get up that time as Kenobi tries to send it over. Kromendijk records the block, and the Dort College defenders lead 14-7. Dort College doubling up on Dakota Wesleyan at the moment. Low hard serve controlled by the Tigers. Kenobi sets right side of block. Wesleyan will reload. Pushed into the block again, and a block for a point by the defenders. Gasing and Kromendijk. So back-to-back points on blocks by the defenders. Dort College leading 15-7. Short serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set goes outside. Pushed over the net, and we've got a player under the net. That's going to be an attack error on Rebecca Frick. Point defenders. And the Dort College defender lead is 16-7. 16-7 our scores. Serving is Connolly. Connolly, the floater, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set goes outside. Frick. Frick puts it away. Rebecca Frick with her sixth kill. Dort College leads 16-8. So Dort College in control here in set number two. They won set one, 25-16. Herman serve, taken by Dort College and Drake. They got it over to Gasing. Gasing to Alton. Alton over the kill. Emma Alton over their ninth kill. Serve taken by Herman. Gets it over to Kenobi. Kenobi slide to the right for Brunsing. Brunsing with a kill. Brunsing records the kill, and now serving is Kenobi for Wesleyan. Wesleyan serve taken by Altna. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a kill. And haven't had many long volleys in this one. Allie Kromendijk records her sixth kill. And the Dort College defenders have service. This is Emma Altena. Altena, jump serve, catches the tape, rolls over. Wesleyan attacking, blocked at the net, and we've got a player in the net. I believe that's Haley Moss. No, they're going to say, I don't know. I didn't catch the hand signal. It's going to go on Kromendijk. They say Kromendijk was in the net. So a blocking error by the defenders. Now a serve that's long by Frick. Point defenders. Frick with a service error. And the North College defenders leading 19-10. Serving for the defenders is Jansen, the senior. Controlled by Wesley, an outside attack. And a block by Moss on the attack by Chelsea Heeg. North College leading 20-10. 20-10, North College up by 10. Jansen, knuckleball serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Outside set, blocked again by Moss. Now an overpass. Camp tries to put it away. Stab saved by Jansen. Set right side, down the line, and a kill for the Wesleyan Tigers. Dakota Wesleyan gets the kill from Sydney Fritz. Fritz with her second kill. And the North College lead is 20-11. 20-11, serving for Wesleyan. Bergquist, taken by Lindbergh, gets it over to Gasing. Quick attack, Camp. Camp with a swing. Overpass, Camp. Back to Gasing. Gasing to Moss. Moss with the kill. Moss with the kill. Haley Moss with her second. Serving for the defenders will be Dort College's Erica Bausma. Controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Over the top of the block and the kill by Kimberly Van Bakkern. Van Bakkern averaging 1.5 kills per set. She's got two this evening. And the defender lead is 21-12. Dort College pulling away from a 5-5 tie with 5 points in a row to take a 10-5 lead. Overpass and Camp puts it away. Leah Camp with her sixth kill, and the defender lead is 22-12. Checking into the contest for the Dort College defenders will be Skemper. Drake has service. Aubrey Drake, the floater to the back line, dives, controlled by Wesleyan. Passed over the net, free ball. Drake, Gasing, Gasing, Camp. Camp rolls it over, controlled by Wesleyan. Camp gets up on the block, passed over the net. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by Wesley, and it will give Camp the kill on that sequence. Leah Camp sends it over, and the Dort College defenders now 2 points away from taking a 2-0 lead in this best-of-five match. Drake serve back line, controlled by Wesley, and Tigers attack. Set goes outside through the block, saved by Jansen. Outside it comes Altena. Altena over the kill. So Altena records the kill, and for Altena, that's her 10th. And the Dort College lead is 24-12. Jessica Timmermans checks into the contest. The junior from Orange City will check in for Emma Altena. Serving is Drake. Drake. Serve that dives over the net. Here's Wesleyan on the attack. Roll shot by Delperdang. Wesleyan coming back the other way. Gasing outside to Timmermans, and Jess Timmermans will get credit for the kill on the blocking error. So Timmermans records the kill, and the Dort College defenders win set two by a final score of 25-12. Dort College takes a 2-0 lead in this best-of-five match. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Dort College leads in this match 25-16, 25-12, a 2-0 set lead. Let's try that again. Dort College leading two sets to nothing, 25-16 and 25-12 over Dakota Wesleyan. The defenders at 10 kills from Emma Altena. Dort College hitting 438 for the match. Alec Kromendike a 455 kill efficiency. Alton a 471. Lindbergh a robust 545. Throw in Leah Camp at 500, 6 of 12, and you've got a recipe for a lot of points in rapid succession for the defenders. For Dakota Wesleyan, 5 for Rebecca Frick, 4 for Chelsea Heeg, and 3 for Emily Brunsing. Wesleyan hitting 150 for the match. Bridget Kenobi, 13 assists, also has 6 digs. Dort College led by Altena and Jansen with 6 digs each. Wesleyan on the attack. Set goes outside to Frick. Stopped by Jansen. Kept it alive. Passed over the net by Altena. And Altena called for a double contact as she tries to throw it over. And Dakota Wesleyan takes the lead at 1-0. 1-0 our score. Wesleyan with the point on the attack error, I guess you would call it. Set goes outside to Altena. Altena over the kill. Altena records the kill, and the defenders tied up at 1-1. 1-1 our score, set number one. Serving for Wesleyan is Sarah Herman. It'll be Dort College serving. That is Connolly. And we've got a block put up by Cromendyke and by Gasing. So a point off of a block for the defenders. Dort College in this match. 5 points on blocks. And an ace serve by the defenders and Connolly. And the defenders lead it now 3-1. 3-1 our score, Dort College. Trying to take a stranglehold on this one. Connolly serve, catches the tape, rolls over. Wesleyan on the attack, saved by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a tap. Wesleyan able to attack. This is Frick, unable to put it away. Connolly gets it over to Gasing. Gasing with a swing. Passed over the net by Wesleyan. Dort College will attack again outside Altena. Altena with a swing. And a kill for Altena. Altena with a kill off a blocking error by Dakota Wesleyan. And the Dort College lead is 4-1 in set number three. Serving Connolly for the defenders. Floater to the back line. Wesleyan will attack. Set goes outside. Frick. Frick with a swing. Saved by Connolly. Passed over the net by Drake. Here comes Wesleyan. They'll throw it backside to Heeg. Heeg with the kill. Four to two, our score. Serving for Wesleyan is Bridget Kenobi. Short serve taken by Dort College, and that's going to go as an ace serve for Kenobi. Bridget Kenobi with her first ace, and the Dort College defender lead is 4-3. Short serve taken by Cromendyke, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing's attack catches the net. And Dort College will get credit for a kill on that with Gasing as a player from Wesleyan was in the net. Dort College with service. Wesleyan attacks. Set goes outside through the block. Saved by Jansen. Kept it in play. Well off of the net. That's Cromendyke. Cromendyke from about the spike line. Unable to put it down. Wesleyan able to save it. Dort College will reload. Comes back over to Moss. Moss tips to the sideline. Kill. Haley Moss with another kill, and the Dort College lead is 6-3. 6-3 our score. Moss with her third kill today. And the Dort College advantage is 6-3. Short serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set goes outside. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes outside to Altena. Altena over the kill. Emma Altena over the kill. She's got 13. And the Dort College defenders threatening to run away and hide with set number three. Short serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set goes outside. Dort College able to get a block. Moss there to push it back. Wesleyan attacking again. Dort College, Altena, and Cromendyke get a block up. Here comes Wesleyan. Passed over the net by Frick. Saved by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke to the back line. Saved by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking. Frick. Frick blocked at the net. Wesleyan scrambling to recover. Passed over the net by Frick. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing outside Altena. Altena over the swing. And a player in the net for Wesleyan. Point Dort College. Dort College gets a kill from Emma Altena. And the defender lead is 8-3. 8-3 our score. And right now we're going to have a pause in the action. Our R2, Dave Netz, going over to talk to the R1, Ron Romine. I am not certain what this delay in play is regarding. And they're going to call, going to replay the point. 7-3. Gasing has service. So take the point off of the board on the kill for Altena. Saved by Dakota Wesleyan. Off high hands. Controlled by Drake. Passed over the net by Moss. Saved by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. And a kill for the Tigers. And Rebecca Frick. Frick with her seventh kill. 7-4 our score. Serving is Frick. Frick with a service error. So Frick with a service error, and the Dort College defenders have an 8-4 advantage. Jump serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set goes to the middle. Dort College able to recover. Kromendijk back over to Lindbergh. Unable to put it down. Here comes Wesleyan. Tigers attacking. And Wesleyan blocked at the net, but a player in the net. They're going to call it on Moss or Kromendijk. Eight to five, our score. Serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Giesing, comes over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a swing, dug by Wesley, and Frick over the block, and Frick with a kill. 8-6, Dort College. Serve is long and out of bounds. Nine to six, our score, Dort College, after the service error. Jansen, unable to put it away. Here comes Wesleyan, unable to knock it through. Dort College, Lindbergh. Lindbergh through the block, saved by Wesleyan, pushed over the net, and a lift called on Wesleyan, and a ball handling error. A ball handling error on Wesleyan. Served by Jansen, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking through the block, saved by Giesink. And a double contact called on Camp. So Camp whistled for the ball handling error. Serve controlled by Altna, gets it over to Giesink. Giesink outside, it comes Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Dort College will recover. Down ball by Giesink, and that one's out of play. Point Wesleyan. So an attack error by Giesink. And the Dort College defenders lead 10-8. Short serve taken by Altna, gets it over to Giesink. Outside it comes Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the tap, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers scrambling, and Lindbergh will get credit for the kill. Lindbergh with the kill. Julia Lindbergh with her ninth kill. And the Dort College lead is 11-8, our score. Serve short, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack through the block. And a kill for the Tigers and Chelsea Heeg. Heeg with her sixth kill. Eleven to nine, Dort College with a two-point advantage. Lackluster performance so far here in set number three. Altena, Giesink, Giesink, Camp. Camp blocked at the net. Now a joust. And one out that time by Wesleyan's Kimberly Van Bakkern. And it's back to a 11-10 contest. 11-10, our score. Serve to the back line. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesink. Outside it comes Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to put it down. Wesleyan will attack. Set comes outside through the block. Saved by Jansen. Comes back over to Camp. Camp goes around the block. Hits it wide and out of bounds. And we're tied at 11-11. 11-11, our score. Camp with the attack error. So Wesleyan showing some signs of life here. Jansen to Giesink. Giesink of the bump set outside. Altena. Altena over the swing and the kill. Emma Altena records the kill. She's got 15. And the Dort College lead is 12-11. 12-11, our score. Drake with serve. Drake with the serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers trying to dump it over, covered by Bausma. Gets it to Giesing, back over to Camp. Camp with the kill. Leah Camp records the kill. For Leah, that's her eighth kill. And the Dort College lead is 13-11. 13-11, our score. Serve controlled by Wesleyan. Punched over the net, saved by Camp. Kept alive by Jansen, pushed over the net by Giesing, controlled by Wesleyan. Bump set outside to Frick. Frick off high hand. Saved by Drake. Gets it over to Giesink. Outside it comes Altena. Altena unable to put it away. Now she does. Altena unable to put it down initially, but then back row passer unable to handle it cleanly. And the Dort College defenders lead 14-11. 14-11. Dort College in front. Drake's serve catches the tape and falls. An ace serve for Drake. That is her first ace serve, And the North College lead is 15-11. Timeout on the floor, charge to Wesleyan. Back with more in a moment. Ball handling error called on Wesleyan's Bridget Kenobi, and the North College run continues. 16-11, our score. Drake with serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers will attack, pushed on the net. Frick, dug by Bausma. Attacking is Altena. Altena with a kill. Emma Altena with her 17th kill, and the North College defenders lead 17-11. Drake has service. Aubrey Drake with serve. And Drake's floater controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set goes to the right side. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gason. Comes back over to Altena. Altena will get credit for the kill. Emma Altena, another kill. And the North College defenders have now scored 7 points in a row. Emma Altena with 18 kills unofficially. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. Aubrey Drake with serve. Drake the floater, and that's an ace. Aubrey Drake with another ace serve. And the North College defender lead is 19-11. So an ace by Drake. And Drake with another service on the way. Serve to the back line. Saved by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set right side. Punching it over. Saved by Bausma. Gets it to Gason. Gason off the block. Saved by Wesleyan. They'll scramble. Punched over. Drake. Gason. Gason. Quick attack. Camp. Camp. Camp with the swing to the back line, but hits it long and out of bounds. Point Wesleyan. So Camp with the attack error. And the North College lead is 19-12. 19-12, our score, controlled by Gasink. Outside it comes Altena. Altena with another kill. Emma Altena with 19 kills. And the North College defender lead is 20-12. North College with this one in hand, it would seem. Connolly serving. Hannah Connolly with service. Taken by Wesleyan. Frick blocked at the net, covers it herself. She'll reload and try again, blocked at the net again. And a point off of a block for the defenders. North College leading 21-12. Delperdang will check into the contest. Kromendike will check out. Serving for the defenders is Connolly. Connolly serve controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan slide to the right. And an attack error called on Brunsing, point defenders. So Brunsing, an attack error. It's 22-12. Skemper will check into the ballgame. Checking out is Aubrey Drake. Connolly will serve with her team up by 10. 22-12. Connolly served on the line, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking. Down ball. Saved by Connolly. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Delperdang. Delperdang to the sideline kill. So Delperdang with a kill. Timmermans is in. Altena is out. And Connolly has service. Connolly served the back line. North College 2 points away from finishing off this match. Saved by Skemper. Comes outside to Timmermans. Unable to put it down. Wesleyan attacking off of the block, saved by the defenders. Gasink with a bump set outside Timmermans. Timmermans off of the block, saved by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking over the top of the block, and a kill for Wesleyan and Rebecca Frick. Frick with her eighth. 23-13, North College by 10. Underwood is in. Gasink is out. Serving is Bridget Kenobi. Kenobi serve taken by North College. Outside it comes Timmermans. Timmermans dug by Wesleyan and Cooper. And now over the top is Frick. Frick with another kill, her ninth unofficially. And the North College lead is 23-14. North College by 9. Kenobi has service. And that'll go as an ace serve for Kenobi, her second, and Wesleyan has cut it down to 8 at 23-15. 23-15, our score, Kenobi. And her serve taken by Bausma gets it over to Underwood. Underwood to Delperdang. Delperdang with a kill. So Delperdang with a pair of kills. DeHaan is in. Checking out is Bausma. And serving for the defenders at set and match point is Underwood. Underwood serve controlled by Wesleyan. Frick on the slide to the right. Frick with a kill. Frick with the kill. So Frick now with her 10th kill. Dort College leading 24-16. Serve controlled by Skemper. Comes back over to Delperdang. Delperdang's hit is long and out of bounds. Point Wesleyan on the attack error. So Delperdang charged with the attack error. Serving is Wesleyan and Rebecca Frick. Frick serve taken by Conley. Timmermans throws it up over to DeHaan. DeHaan with a kill. And the Dort College defenders win set three by a final score of 25-17. Dort College improves to 12-2 of the conference, 25-5 overall. Wesleyan, 2-12 of the conference, 15-17 overall. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a recap of today's match in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Before we get to Coach Chad Hansen, as part of our Wireless World postgame wrap, Haley Moss has taken a seat beside me. And Haley, back-to-back sweep wins, and this time of the year, legs are getting a little bit tired. 3-0 matches, that's not a bad thing to get out of here early and on time, is it?
Real happy about it.
what the team do, what do you do to prepare for today's contest? You don't play a ton of back-to-back matches at this point of the year. Typically, we're in a rhythm of Wednesday, Saturday. Occasionally, you have the Friday, Saturday weekend thrown in there like you did this past weekend, but what's it like to not be able to get a lot of reps in terms of preparation? How do you prepare for this type of setup?
Coach did this on purpose, putting back games so we can prepare for something like Nationals potentially, and we don't really focus. I mean, we watch game tape, but we focus more on our side of the net. Coach just wants us to do what we do best at, play together, have fun, and beat them in three.
What do you have to do better? What do you have to do improve on from last night into tonight? I know he was a little concerned that he felt like Bellevue got a few too many clean looks offensively. What do you do? Did you improve on that tonight, did you think?
Yeah, I think we did. Coach told us to communicate more and look each other in the eye and talk to each other what's going on the court, tell each other what's open, what's not open, and work together as a team.
Let's get to you. You jumped into this thing midstream this year. Now, you off season, you had shoulder surgery when?
April.
Any thoughts that you'd be able to come back and play volleyball at that point?
I did not expect to come back at all, and then my doctor cleared me in end of August, and it was a shock to me and my family, and I got cleared to tip and block, and now I'm trying to get back into hitting, so it's kind of fun.
How did you come to terms at the time in April that that's probably it, no more volleyball?
It was hard, but I had to do what was best for my body, and my body was telling me no at that time, but the surgeon did his job, I guess, so.
What was rehab like to get back to the point that you got cleared in August? Pretty tough rehab, or did it go pretty smoothly?
At the beginning, it wasn't so bad. It was just kind of get my range of motion back, but then when the doctor cleared me, Lindsay started pushing me pretty hard, and it's doing good, so.
How do you feel after a match like last night and then tonight? Are you sore? Any after effects?
I'd say I'm sore, but it's a different feeling than it used to be, which is kind of hard, but I'm getting used to it.
Was it tough to make the decision to come back and say, after having thought you were done, was it tough to make the transition to say, okay, I want to try this again?
It was a hard decision taking that risk and knowing that I could potentially tear my shoulder for a third time, but I trust Coach, and I asked him if he needed me and wanted me back, and he said absolutely. So,
where do you go from here? You've got, a match with Midland on Saturday, Mount Marty next week. Hard to believe we're zeroing in on the end of the season already, Haley.
Yeah.
What what are you studying here? What do you plan to do after graduation?
I am getting married and moving to Sunnyside, Washington, and I'll be a teacher there. So, yeah.
Well, good. Well, dream job for Haley Moss. What grade level would you pick?
Middle school math.
Any interest in coaching at all?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yep.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Haley.
Yep, thank you.
That's Haley Moss talking about the match and also her comeback from shoulder surgery. And Coach Chad Hansen will take a seat beside me shortly. A 400 kill efficiency for the defenders, 7 points on blocks, limiting Dakota Wesleyan to a 133 kill efficiency and 2 points on blocks for Wesleyan. Wesleyan did get two service aces late. Dort College had four. Diggs, Dort College had 46. Dakota Wesleyan had 35. Coach Chad Hansen has taken a seat beside me, and Coach Hansen asked Haley, how do you prepare for a match, back-to-back nights? What the team do to prepare for tonight's match after the Bellevue win last night, after you got the win over Bellevue, what do you do to prepare for tonight's conference match?
You know, excuse me, Mike. A couple of our players got in the gym today and just did some touches on the ball just to make sure they were in a comfortable frame of mind. We had a scouting report briefly here before the match, just highlighting some of their players, let our athletes look at the data that we've collected. Our staff had scouted, and we produce paper documents that show the schemes and the plans of how Dakota Wesleyan, what their hitter tendencies are, what their offensive tendencies are. And that lets our defense kind of get a frame of mind and a picture, a mental picture. And then, you know, coming in, our team gets to look at them in hitting lines and serve and pass. So it's a real abbreviated total amount of time in this combination with this turnaround.
How do you think your team executed that game plan then today?
I liked it. I liked a lot. And I complimented them afterwards. They were producing in a lot of different ways. And, you know, on the stat sheet to have 7 blocks in this kind of a match where they've got, 90 total swings, but only 23 kills out of the arrangement. I like that aspect. We made some changes. Our scouting report had their number 5 outside hitter, Rebecca Frick. We scouted her as attacking cross court in certain ways. Well, she started to hit that sharp cross court, and so we made a defensive adjustment there. And for the most part, I think it worked well and worked into our favor in that mid-match adjustment. And that's what we need to do at this point in the season, is be able to, on the fly, with the right data and the right perception of players on the court, make adjustments and live those adjustments out. And truth be told, Mike, in Viterbo kind of matches, we were identifying those adjustments, but we weren't executing them. And so I'm really pleased with, overall, how we executed in the combinations tonight.
Dakota Wesleyan, this is a match you probably should win, obviously, when you take a look at the conference standings. And I hate to say that word should, because oftentimes it doesn't work out that way. But it appeared to me, at least, that your team didn't overlook this opponent whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm pleased to hear you say that. I really do feel good with our total mentality coming into it, our mentality going through it, and our mentality coming out. I think there were some comments given to me after this match and even before this match that people were saying, you know, is this a trap kind of experience where you play a ranked opponent Tuesday night, you've got an unranked conference opponent coming into the gym, and then this Saturday you've got a big conference-ranked opponent coming into your gym. You know, is this a match that's going to trap you, Dort College? And I was really, really pleased, really pleased. I think our players, and it looked like they were having fun. That was the first question I asked them in the locker room afterwards. How many of you had fun? And every hand went in the air. And I said, when you have fun, we have fun. And this is just a neat experience and a good flow through this whole match tonight.
Emma Altna, 17 kills offensively, led you, 600 kill efficiency, only 2 errors against 25 total attacks. Jamie Gasing, 39 assists, and Summer Jansen didn't have a lot of attempts, but she led you with 11 digs. Those three have been pretty constant for you.
Yeah.
I don't want to say you take it for granted, but as regular as they have been, you sometimes take those performances for granted, and what they are doing is not easy by any stretch.
For sure, and to produce night in, night out like Summer and Jamie and Emma have, they have continually been stabilizers for us, and we rely on them a ton, and they're having fun with that, and it's been a joy to see other players then also step into needed points of scoring, defense, serving, strategy, hustle, energy, to help us be a complete package. And that's been a real exciting aspect to our growth, I think, in this later part of the season.
As a whole, with the entire team in mind, 1 week from tonight, you are finished with the regular season. Actually, 1 week from last night, you're finished with the regular season. Do you like where you're at right now as a team?
I do. I really do. I see the problem solving, the chemistry, the connections. I see those in the strongest capacity that they've been all season. And I also, again, I've mentioned it before, earlier broadcast, so grateful. We are so blessed that our physical health and strength and energy are there. We are overall healthy. Very little things are really out of whack and bruised and beat up. And that's a nice spot to be in this late October as we look towards the conference tournament next week.
And just to reiterate, those things don't happen by accident. Granted, you can't control injuries, but your training staff goes into that. That includes your athletic trainers, and it includes Coach Conway, the strength and conditioning trainer. These things don't just happen.
Right.
There is a plan put in place, and I guess it's gratifying when you see that plan actually play out well.
It is, and like you said, the injury pieces of somebody landing on a foot or a teammate collision or whatnot, those are things that you pray don't happen, but you also understand the risks of sport. And we've been very, very blessed in that regard to not have those issues. On the other side, as you're mentioning, our support staff, Lindsay Hogendorn as our athletic trainer, has really just been continually active and a vital part to our health as a program. She'll update our staff regularly with the total condition. Hey, mentally, Chad, they're feeling this way. Physically, they're feeling this way. Therefore, we as coaches adjust some of the intensity levels or total reps or volume of what we do in the course of that practice or that week. And so Lindsay's been a vital part to that. Adam Conway and his strength training staff have been helpful in keeping us strong, energized, I think flexible. And then our assistant coaches, Jamie and Alex, have really they continue to provide input and direction in how we operate each day. And it's not something at all that we take for granted. We're very, very grateful for it, and we hope it continues.
Midland on Saturday, another rated team, and we've kind of gotten out of the rhythm of that. It doesn't feel like you've played as many ranked teams as of late. There for a while, it was a couple per week. Tonight, this week, it's just the one.
Yeah.
Well, I take that back.
Yeah.
Bellevue was rated last night.
Yep.
But this is probably the stiffest challenge you'll face in terms of the last two matches with a rated team coming in on Saturday. Your team's going to have to be at its best.
It will, absolutely. I'm glad we've got these next 2 days to really prepare and plan, looking at film, looking at tendencies. I told our captains coming out of this session here, I told one of them, tomorrow's practice, here's the game plan. We're going to really get after it, really challenge ourselves, on the blocking side, on the defensive side, really hold ourselves to a high standard so that Saturday match we can come out the strongest possible in the right mindset.
Coach Hansen, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by. We'll see you Saturday.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen. For our broadcast of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR, once again, Dort College victorious today in 3, 25-16, 25-12, and 25-17. That's your Wireless World Post Game Wrap, and that's Dort College Volleyball for this evening. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.